Good morning. High pressure is building into interior New York and New England, and this is serving two purposes. One, to dry us out behind all the unsettled weather from early in the week, and two, allowing more sunshine to warm things up back closer to seasonal averages after spending the better part of the last few days well below normal. We'll still have a fair amount of cloud cover today, although plenty of sunshine will mix in. It should be dry, however, with a weak disturbance passing by, a scattered sprinkle over the higher terrain cannot be ruled out through the middle of the afternoon, but these will be light and brief, if they occur at all. Temperatures today will manage to get into the middle 70s on average for afternoon highs. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, with lows dropping back into the lower and middle 50s. High pressure will continue to dominate for the end of the week, and even more sunshine on Friday. Still some clouds mixed in, but temperatures will take a step up, and readings will be in the middle and upper 70s to round out the work week. At this point, we'll continue to track that wave of low pressure along a stationary front for the beginning of the weekend. Model trends over the last couple of days have continued to push this system far enough south that it'll leave most of interior New York and New England dry on Saturday, although south of I-90 will have more cloud cover. There's even still the chance of a few showers and thunderstorms from about the southern Catskills across the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. Temperatures will manage to get into the middle 70s once again. Either way, it looks like this system will clear the coast for the second half of the weekend, and a new area of high pressure will build in on Sunday to produce mostly sunny skies and highs back into the middle and upper 70s. That high pressure center should dominate into the early part of the new week. With a mix of sun and clouds next week, temperatures will be in the lower to mid 70s on Monday and Tuesday, and we'll continue to watch the trends as we head into the middle of next week with the risk of a shower showing up on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong upper-level high-pressure center will remain in place across the southern Great Plains, supporting at or above normal temperatures across much of the central to the interior western United States. A series of upper-level disturbances moving across the top of the high are expected to impact portions of the northern Rockies into the Great Plains with showers and thunderstorms. Some of these storms may become strong to severe. The Storm Prediction Center continues to highlight the potential for strong to severe storms centered mainly across the central and northern high plains. In this region, we can expect daytime heating to produce moderate instability, and at the same time, vertical shear will increase, especially over the northern high plains with the approach of a modest mid-level jet stream. Both multi-cell and some supercell structures are expected, with damaging wind and large hail the main threats through the evening. Meanwhile, across the west, the front will slowly work its way to the Pacific Northwest, bringing rain to western Washington, Oregon, and far northwestern California by the end of the week. And while much of the east will remain dry, a weak area of low pressure is forecast to produce showers and thunderstorms across Florida over the next couple of days. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 36 degrees, with a west wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly sunny skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 50, 87% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.06 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, lower 70s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 60, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 64 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 14 hundredths below normal, and 14.98 inches for the year, which is 58 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today is 76 degrees, the average low 54. The record high 95 set in 1999 and in 1925, and the record low 37 in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m. 15 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, a bit milder today, with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and a bit milder today, with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, a bit milder today, with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and a bit milder here as well today, with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and milder today, with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s. Sunshine, north of I-90 Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds over I-90 and to the south more clouds than sun. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Saturday afternoon and evening in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, highs averaging in the middle and upper 70s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday in the mid-70s, and partly sunny with the chance of a shower or storm Wednesday and highs in the middle and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.